Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Conigliaro moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball four. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and has Rodriguez trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado, who tags Rodriguez for the out. Auerbach moves to second. two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Auerbach scores. Slayton goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Scott, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales pinch hits for Dave Lemons. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ferraro takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alvarado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Slayton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHude hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Tom Egan pinch hits for Phil Regan. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Tom Egan now catching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Romo. Rodriguez moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Slayton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHude. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. Melton moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to home to get Melton. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Alvarado settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHude hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theobald moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott bunts towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Theobald moves to third. LaHude moves to second. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro now playing right field. Dave May now playing center field. John Briggs now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood pinch runs for Mike Ferraro. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockwood. The throw from Egan and he is out. Alvarado applying the tag. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Brock Davis pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Terry Forster now pitching. Bob Heisa pinch hits for Brock Davis. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little pinch hits for Terry Forster. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-4 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Kelly moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Andrews moves to third. Allen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.